Ever dream of opening your crypto wallet and bam, free money just appears like magic?
Right.
That's the allure of airdrops, free crypto. Who wouldn't want that?
Everyone's looking for that free crypto.
But here's the catch. That dream, it can turn into a nightmare fast if you're not careful. Airdrop scams. That's our deep dive today. Got to protect that hard-earned crypto, right?
Absolutely, got to be careful out there.
We've got some seriously interesting articles today. Avoiding airdrop scams caught my eye. And then some real-world stuff. Goblin's Cash, wild story.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that one.
Our mission today, if you choose to accept it, is to spot these scams before they get you.
Sounds good to me.
Because let's be real, if it sounds too good to be true in crypto,
It probably is.
no such thing as a free lunch.
Especially in crypto. That free lunch can cost you everything. What's fascinating is how these scammers, they use the excitement around airdrops against you. They use names, branding, almost identical to real projects.
Tricky.
Creates that FOMO, fear of missing out. People want to get in early on that next big thing. It's the perfect setup.
Total bait. It's like they're waving a giant free money sign, but the fine print, that's where they get you.
Every time.
There's this part in avoiding airdrop scams really got me thinking. They talk about how scammers can embed bad URLs right into NFT or token
Oh,
names.
yeah, making them look legit.
Totally. Like imagine seeing an NFT in your wallet says goblinsairdrop.claim. Seems plausible, right?
Yeah, especially with that dot claim at the end, that's a classic move. But here's what people need to realize, these scams, they're designed to take control. They get you to sign a malicious contract, basically, an agreement, but written in code. You might be handing over your funds without even knowing it.
Hold on, so it's more than just clicking a bad link. It's about what you're agreeing to.
Exactly. It's like giving someone unlimited access to your bank account instead of authorizing one specific transaction. You got to understand this approval trick. It's crucial.
Okay, so how do we avoid falling for this? Give me the steps.
Step one, and this is huge, don't rush. Unexpected airdrop, red flag. Your spidey senses should be tingling. Take a breath. Don't let the excitement make you do something stupid. Better to miss a real opportunity than lose everything.
FOMO is dangerous.
The scammers love FOMO. Step two, verification is key. You wouldn't open your door to just anyone without checking who it is, right? Same with airdrops. Look beyond the promises. Check your website, social media, official announcements. Legit project, there'll be a trail.
Do your research.
Exactly. And lastly, be skeptical of everything. Don't just click links blindly, especially connecting your wallet to a site you don't know. Double-check those URLs, hover over them, see where they go, and never, ever give out your private keys or seed phrases. Legitimate projects don't need that.
So, like, triple checking the door's locked before you open it up.
Precisely.
But let's say, worst case, you clicked something, interacted with a shady airdrop. What then? What's the damage control plan?
Okay, so you think you messed up. First thing, transfer everything to a new wallet immediately. Secure wallet, obviously. Won't undo anything you've already done, but it'll limit the damage. Stops them accessing any more of your crypto.
Smart.
Not foolproof, though, and you will pay network fees for those transfers. Small price to pay, really. Think of it like you got to move your valuables to a safer location. It's going to cost you a bit.
Worth it. So, damage control, check. But how do we avoid this whole mess altogether? It's about building good habits, right?
100%. And there are tools that can help. You ever heard of Scam Sniffer?
Can't say I have.
Check it out later. It's amazing. Lets you screen contracts before you approve anything. Like an antivirus, but for your crypto. Paste the address in, it'll flag any red flags.
Oh, that's clever. Like having a bodyguard for your crypto, watching your back.
Exactly. On top of that, use every security feature your wallet has. Two-factor authentication, transaction alerts, the works. And stay informed. Crypto communities, forums, news sites you trust, they're invaluable. Got to keep up with the latest scams, the new tactics they're using.
It's like the crypto world changes so fast, you got to be paying attention every day.
That's it. Scammers are always innovating, unfortunately. You got to keep learning, too.
True. We've covered a lot today, but the biggest takeaway, be informed, be cautious, and treat your crypto security like it's Fort Knox. Future you will be grateful. Now, something to think about. What's your strategy? How do you stay safe in the world of airdrops? Let's keep the conversation going. Hit us up on social media, share your thoughts, tips, experiences, questions, everything. Until next time, stay vigilant out there, folks.